USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump had a heated exchange with NBC reporter Peter Alexander during the coronavirus briefing, telling the newsman he should be ashamed of himself.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you ought to get back to reporting instead of sensationalism. Let's see if it works. It might, and it might not. I happen to feel good about it, but who knows? I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens.
Trump was angered after Alexander asked whether he was giving Americans a false sense of hope with his optimism about a malaria drug's potential use in response to the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci came to the podium and stated there's not a magic drug for the coronavirus, but he believes it's good. The president is optimistic about its potential. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
A strong earthquake in Croatia caused the evacuation of hospitals and widespread damage, including to the capital's iconic cathedral, all amid a partial coronavirus lockdown. A 15-year-old was reported to be in critical condition and 16 others injured. The European agency EMSC said the earthquake measured 5.3 on the Richter scale and struck just north of the capital. Prime Minister Andrzej Plenković said the earthquake was the biggest in the area in the last 150 years. Hawaii's governor has instituted a mandatory 14-day self-quarantine for all people traveling to the state as part of efforts to fight the spread of coronavirus. It applies to all arrivals at Hawaii airports from the continental United States and international destinations to other private and commercial aircraft. With the majority of Hawaii's COVID-19 cases linked to travel, the governor said it's critical that we further mitigate the spread of the virus both by residents and visitors who are coming in from out of state. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
North Korea continues to test their short-range missiles, and Wendy King has the story.
South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said North Korea has fired two projectiles, which presumed to be short-range ballistic missiles, toward the East Sea. They were fired northeastward from areas near its western county of Sancheon. The South Korean Joint Chief of Staff said the launch was a very inappropriate act at a time when the whole world has been facing difficulties due to the coronavirus pandemic. It's the third weapon test so far this year. Watchers say the projectiles could be the North Korean version of the United States' Army Tactical Missile System. They didn't follow a general parabolic trajectory. The missiles were detected to have shown a more complicated path by doing a so-called pull-up maneuver over the course of the flight.
The Supreme Court reported that the nine justices are healthy and trying to stay that way. They held their regularly scheduled private conference, with some of the justices participating remotely, and those who were in the building did not engage in the tradition of shaking hands. The court plans to issue opinions Monday in cases argued during the fall and winter without taking the bench. The last time that happened was when the court decided Bush versus Gore late in the evening of December 12, 2000, settling the 2000 presidential election in favor of Republican George W. Bush. Six of the nine justices are 65 and older and at a higher risk of getting very sick from the coronavirus, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.